I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get this thing going, Boomer. What do you think? Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all pumped up this morning. Yeah, okay. I would say, you're right. For the Wilmer Flores thing was all I saw live, and it was brutal. And how about the L.A. Dodgers? They do a bullpen game, and Max Scherzer ends up getting the save. Which is crazy when you think about it, in an all-in game, and they basically used almost all of their arms. But that's sad that a team has to lose like that. I mean, it just absolutely sucks. But I do believe that for Major League Baseball, I they're going to want the Dodgers to go against the Red Sox. That's what they're going to want for the World Series.
Well, that's what the sports psychic Tony predicted, and we are one step closer to
which is amazing. I mean, that was just horrific last night. What a bad call. And I almost feel like sometimes umpires and officials, and I can't speak for them as one of them because I've never been one of them, but I do believe that there are moments in games that are big moments in games where I don't know, they may get caught up in the entire emotion of the game. Now, this game was in San Francisco. That's why this is even more shocking than anything else, because if it were in L.A. and he gave the out sign, then the whole place would have exploded. This was the opposite of that. So there's still a lot of emotion and tension and anxiety in the situation. And somehow, some way, that umpire at first base absolutely blew the call. Blew the call, and it cost the team a game. That's how...
Well, it cost them an opportunity to win the game. Yeah.
But it ended up being the last out and the last strike.
Right.
So that's the way that goes, and it's unfortunate. I don't know what to tell you. And the other thing, too, I told you to take the under, but I thought that the Bucks would cover the number. It was almost right on the nuts. I almost had it.
Well, yes, but it was a backdoor cover situation.
Absolutely stunk.
Man, I tell you, I was just saying this earlier. There's this Netflix documentary on point shaving that is out there right now. And I watched.
There's no way.
I'm not saying that that's what's going on.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, after you watch this,
that's
all that's in your head.
I know.
Two examples last night, this umpire making this call.
Oh, God.
And on top of that, you had this backdoor cover situation. I was thinking about, you can't watch this documentary and not start thinking about every game that you watch.
All right, I'll watch the documentary and I'll let you know how I feel. I never think that way. And
I never did either.
I mean, I split the bet last night. So I had the under and I had the 7.5 and the Bucks. But, I know it's just a...
6.5.
6.5.
Yeah.
It's maddening. A half a point.
Well, yeah, and then they go for two.
Yes.
And get it.
Which is like, you're like, no! That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's the definition of the old Scott Van Pelt bad beat right there.
And then, of course, the hockey teams. If the Rangers play like they played last night, they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. I mean, every goalie we play against in Madison Square Garden, for whatever reason, turns into Ken freaking Dryden or, Martin Brodeur for some reason. And even Holpe gets hurt last night. We still can't score in Khudobin. I mean, come on. Khudobin. What are we talking about?
Kadolby.
I mean, but their second bit. Adam Fox is an unbelievable player. And everybody knows that. We all know that at Norris Trophy winner. But the more you watch him and the more you see what he does, the more special he becomes right before your eyes. I mean, he is a superior hockey player with hockey sense, hockey ability, and just an incredible, incredible player. And I'm glad he's on our team. And they got to get him a new contract. And lock him up, man, because he is the real deal. I mean, he is on the cusp of truly becoming, if not the best. I know he got the award for best defenseman. I mean, consistently year in and year out, The way he handles the puck, the way he plays defense, the way he very rarely ever throws the puck away is unbelievable. So, I mean, I also liked Henrik in between periods.
Oh, you liked him on TV?
Yeah. Well, first of all, he's good to look at.
Well, he's one of the best looking men in the world.
I don't even know what he's saying some of the time. I'm just looking at him. I'm just like, oh, my God. But, I mean, he made a lot of good points with Steve Alliquette last night. So he was good on the Ranger games last night. So I like that.
Yeah. All right.
Now, he's not going to do a lot of Ranger games. I think he's going to do about 20 of them or so. But, man. And then last night, of course, was Mr. Ranger night at the Garden. And they had all worn the Rod Gilbert jerseys in the warm up. And everybody there got a T-shirt. Here's the only thing I'm going to say about these T-shirts. You're doing it for Mr. Ranger. You're the Rangers. You don't have to put the Chase logo on it. You know what I mean? I mean, just do it for Rod.
Mm.
And I understand Chase is a big sponsor, and nobody gets sponsorships better than we do.
It's just when it's a memorial thing.
I mean, I just can't. I hate when they do that. It's like such a cheap.
I know.
You should have like called Flag and Anthem and had them do it. Here I am talking about one of our sponsors. but they would have never put a sponsor. I mean,
yeah.
Like, they got the Chase thing. I'm like, such a cheesy little thing. I know that just bothers me.
No, when it's a memorial and it's a tribute, yeah, it doesn't look right.
It's like, and they did it. They did the whole thing right. They did a tribute to him. I saw the tribute. Somebody sent me a show of it because I did not go to the game last night, and it was beautiful. So, and then of course the Islanders gave up 6 goals last night. So here we go. We know we're just kind of getting used to losing around here.
Yeah, that's what it is. Everybody is losing.
Sucks.
Yeah, and there's probably going to be another big loss with the Giants and the Rams. And you got guys losing their jobs as well in New York sports. As yesterday, the Yankees made some coaching changes, but this tells you what they're going to do.
It sounds like they're going to keep Aaron
Boone.
They're
keeping Aaron Boone, and this is the blood you were talking about.
Right. I just, you know.
Phil Nevin gone, Marcus Timms gone, and P.J. Piltieri gone, who was the assistant hitting coach of Marcus Timms. So that's what you got. Phil Nevin, of course, got everybody thrown out at home. This past year, I believe they led the league.
Then in Kansas City, I think we're tied.
Yeah, or was it Pittsburgh? Whatever, didn't matter.
And then when you take the wild card game into account, they had one more. Yeah.
So that was it. And Phil Nevin was outspoken about it. I mean, he said that it's too bad that relationships don't matter as much in today's baseball, because he said like that's the thing that he was good at. And in the articles that I read this morning, this could signal, because those two guys weren't as analytically driven, meaning Timms and Nevin, that they're going to be even more analytically driven now with those guys out, and the people that they hire to replace them might just be computers themselves.
What's going to be interesting is, you know, I don't know if they've offered Aaron Boone a contract yet. I don't know what they're doing there.
He's coming back, though, now.
I'll tell you what, though. I don't know, again, is he hiring the coaches or is Brian Cashman hiring the coaches?
Well, Phil Nevin was one of his best friends.
But that's what I'm saying.
So I'm thinking that Brian Cashman and whoever else in the front office is going to be hiring the coaches.
So they're best friends. So if I'm Aaron Boone, screw it. I can't let my friend be fired. And I can't. I just can't. I got to go take the San Diego job and I'll bring Phil Nevin with me. You know, this is like,
you really think you would do that? Doesn't that happen in the past, though, with like lots of other coaches where there'd be a coach firing, but the head coach or the manager stays, and they're close.
But here's the thing. Sometimes, you know, relationships can become frayed depending on what sport you're playing in.
Brian Cashman sucks.
And how the whole situation unfolds. If they are truly best friends, and, you know, they all know, all the coaches in all sports know that eventually they're all going to get fired. But you know what really sucks? They fire your best friend. You know, you and your best friend have been dealing with this, you know, for the last 4 years. And
about what they went through this year.
I know, but all of a sudden he becomes the scapegoat and you're left behind. It's just and I do agree with Phil Nevin, like relationships don't mean anything anymore. And I agree with that. I mean, he seemed to be a really likable coach. And I know the fans are like sick and tired of getting people thrown out at home. You know, the idea in baseball is to make the other team catch it, throw it, and make plays. And usually when you get thrown out at home, there's usually a number of reasons or a number of things that have to happen in order to have a guy thrown out at home. I don't know. I think if I'm Aaron Boone, I'm waiting and I'm taking a San Diego job. If it comes open, I'm taking Phil Nevin with me. Screw this place.
Wow.
I mean,
that's disgruntled employee tact.
I just don't like the fact that you have to fire a friend of yours. I would imagine Aaron Boone did everything he could to fight for those guys.
I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure that's what's been going on here.
Did they even ask him?
Well, their their contracts were up, like Aaron Boone's contract was up, and they just did the whole we're not renewing.
Okay, so they're not renewing them. So
yeah, that's the end of that.
So
see you later.
Essentially, we're saying you're not good enough. We got to get you replaced. And now who are they bringing in? Now are they bringing in the spies for the front office?
Oh, yeah.
Like, are they bringing in buddies of Brian Cashman and everybody else while I'm the manager and I'm sitting there and I – see, this is why these coaches, whether it be Joe Judge, you know, he fired Colombo.
Well, you're right.
They got but he didn't bring him in. Jason Garrett brought him in. And Joe Judge likes to walk around practice and he likes to coach all the different positions and tell them different things. Yeah. And when Colombo tells his players, hey, don't worry about what he just said. Guess what? I'm the coach. You're out. I didn't bring you here, and you were brought here because you came here with your offensive coordinator. You're out. This is my staff. I will handle it the way I want to handle it.
Yeah.
So that's what happens when all of a sudden other people are hiring people that you're going to be with every day that you may have no relationship with at all. So I would just say that, you know, like, let's just take our situation, for example. You and I knew each other.
Right? Oh, yeah. I mean, we knew each other back in all the way when you started, 2007, 2008.
Right, exactly.
You took me on two trips. We spent time in hotels.
I mean, we spent times in hotels. Easy with that.
We did. We spent times in hotels together.
Yeah, we didn't share rooms.
We didn't. No. We didn't share rooms. No. It was hotel bar stuff,
though. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
really good at that.
On planes.
And I could tell.
At a hotel bar?
Right.
Oh, love a hotel bar.
But again, to go back to this whole thing, I'm like, if I'm hiring Boone, I mean, who the hell are you hiring? How do I know I get along with this guy? How do I know whether or not he sees the game the way I do? And maybe you want to hire a guy that doesn't see the game the way I do. You want somebody more conforming to the way you see the game. Then, Brian Cashman, why don't you come and manage it?
Now, we're assuming that
Brian Cashman sucks.
We are assuming that Brian Cashman is going to
manage?
Hire... No. Well, yes, that too. Hire these guys. But what if Aaron Boone thought that it was a good idea to move on from then? Do you think that's a possibility?
I doubt that.
And what if they do give him an opportunity to hire the next couple guys?
But, I mean, I hope they do.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm not standing there. I got to have a little self-respect. I'm not going to stand there and have somebody jammed down my throat that I don't know. And that, you know, you're hiring because you have some relationship with him. And how do I know he's got my back? At least I know that Phil Nevin and Marcus Timms and the other coach have my back. These are guys that came in with me. We've been through the last 4 years together. We've gone up and down. And I don't know.
Maybe this is the way.
I just hate, you know, if this is about the survival of Aaron Boone to be the manager, and in order for him to survive, he's got to let his buddies go.
Well, this is the classic scapegoat situation. That's why
it's time to move on, Aaron Boone, man. Just move on. Move on. If San Diego's job is open, they may take Schilt now. You never know.
Yeah, who knows? I have no idea.
St. Louis. How about going to St. Louis? That'd be a hell of a baseball team to go to manage.
Oh, yeah, you know? Of course. Great baseball city. The whole deal.
Cardinals manager. I know it's not New York, but it is a great historical team that has great fans.
That is interesting. You know, stay here and have coaches ram down your throat, or go to the Padres or the Cardinals and be able to choose your own staff.
It's kind of always the first thing I think about. I always think about relationships, and I think about, you know, in business, can two people coexist? Can they get along? Inevitably, it may start off great, and then all of a sudden a little adversity hits, things start changing, and all of a sudden somebody gets put into a really bad situation where maybe a higher-up calls somebody into their office and says, how do you think we're managing? Mm-hmm. You know, is there anything going on in the locker room or, you know, we don't know about? You know, you think the manager's got the pulse of the team? You know, and all of a sudden that guy is not Phil Nevin, the manager's guy. He's now somebody else that was handpicked by somebody else.
Here's the full Nevin quote. It's just frustrating that the game has changed and relationships are not a priority to some new people in the game.
Yeah. God bless you, Phil Nevin. I love you. Love you for it. And I hear you loud and clear.
So, too many analytics nerds taking over. They're moving in on the old school baseball guys, forcing them out.
Mm.
Forcing them out.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Jerry Recco here to tell you about all the games that were fixed last night in sports. What's up, Jerry?
Well, good morning. We are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by Wallhour Paint, Hardware, and Design, celebrating 100 years. Visit shop.wallhour.com. All right, let's do, we'll start with the football because it is week six in the NFL. It did open last night in Philadelphia with the Bucs and the Eagles, and Tom Brady just continues to win.
Here's the snap. Brady, play action fake, dropping, flushed out of the pocket, looks toward you, throws a ball, caught ball at the five, Antonio Brown, touchdown Tampa Bay! Oh. He made the catch, did a pirouette at the five, and dove into the end zone, and the Bucs take the lead at 13-7.
Go Bucks! And that was Gene Deckerhoff on Tampa Bay Bucks. Yes, legend. Definitely legend for sure. He's been there a long time.
Hey, speaking of legends, to pay off the tease I gave you before the break. So if you're watching this game on TV, they show Eagles coach Nick Sirianni and a shot of him. And right behind him is our new program director, Spike Eskin's dad, who is a legend in sports talk in Philadelphia. And he is also the current sideline reporter for the Eagles radio broadcast. And Joe Buck says, there's Nick Sirianni and Howard Eskin, and says it on the broadcast.
That's
and
then cool.
Troy starts laughing, and Troy says, Eagles fans got that reference. And then Joe Buck said, and also the Eskin family.
Yes.
So there you go. Little Eskin family spotlight on Thursday Night Football.
Right. For those of us who know Howard, Spike's dad, and the way that Joe Buck did it, the deadpan, there's Nick Sirianni and Howard Eskin.
Yeah.
It was picture perfect. And then you could hear Troy giggling. I was giggling when Buck did that. And then they kind of paid it off. It was like the perfect broadcast crew to do exactly what they did.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Well,
yeah.
Bucks wound up winning. They were up 28-7. They wound up winning 28-22. Spread was 6.5. Mm. Tom Brady, 34 of 42, 297 yards, two touchdowns, a pick. Antonio Brown, that touchdown catch. He had 9 for 93. Here's Brady. They win away, and he sounds like Bill Belichick.
It's a good win. You know, it's tough to win on the road. And obviously we didn't play our best, so we got to get back to work.
And that's it. Don't celebrate it too long, but they are 5-1 through their first six games, while Philadelphia falls to 2-4. Up and down type of night for Jalen Hurts, passing the ball 12 of 26, 115 yards, one touchdown, one pick, but he did run for
He's
a couple of scores.
He's just not accurate enough.
Well, he knows not good enough.
I know I hold myself to a high standard of play, and I'm trying to go out there and play at a high level for the guys around me. We all do that. We all have that mentality.
And so, he could be a really he could be a 10 to 12 year, maybe even 15 year NFL quarterback if he wants to be. It's just not accurate enough.
And that needs to come with time,
right? So you're gonna have, I think you're gonna have 3 or 4. Teams next year that are going to be in the mix for Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and Deshaun Watson. All three guys are going to want to end up going to play somewhere else.
I thought the Russell Wilson thing was basically taken care of. No? Wow.
We'll see if that changes how they do without him for the next few weeks.
Yeah. Well, Geno Smith's taken over. So, you know, like you see how Geno has lasted this long? You know, it's a credit to him that he lasts this long. We all make fun of him all we want.
Played.
It doesn't matter. But he's lasted this long. He's been in the league. So the coach that he plays for, in this case, Pete Carroll, has trusted him as an insurance policy for situations like this. So this may be like what Jalen Hurts turns into, a Case Keenum turned into, a Nick Foles turns into, that kind of thing.
But he's not good enough to start, you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to play, and they can be around and make a lot of money for a long period of time. But as long as they get the opportunity, and actually, Geno played okay last week, threw a bad interception. But he actually played okay when he came in to replace Russell Wilson.
Can we get one of those guys on the Giants? That would be fun. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, or Deshaun Watson? See how the rest of this year goes? That'd be a nice offseason thing to talk about, wouldn't
it? I don't think that's happening. I think they're...
Russell Wilson, maybe. I feel like that Russell Wilson of the Giants thing has been a thing before.
Nah, you know, you got to be careful, man, for what you wish for, because sometimes you think that it fits and it doesn't fit, and then there's all sorts of stuff that comes along with it.
You wouldn't want Russell Wilson on the Giants?
You know, let's just see how the season plays out, and then you can ask me after the season.
Okay. All right, I will. I'll remember. I'll make a note.
There was one other thing from this game last night from the broadcast from Fox. Erin Andrews sat down, did one of those player interviews. She was in a barn, and she had a jean jumper on. When they then went to her
in
the
cowboy
state.
Boots.
Cowboy boots.
She's in the moment.
She was doing, you know,
I didn't
dressed.
Say there was anything wrong with it. I'm just telling you what she was wearing
for the moment.
So you hear the clip. So when Fox in the pregame show went to her for her stadium hit, Terry Bradshaw had this to say, and he's taking a beating for it on social media for sure.
Got your cowboy boots on and your shirt. You're looking good. That was nice. I enjoyed that interview.
So he's taking a beating?
Yes. But am I wrong by characterizing that?
Why is he taking
way?
A beating for that?
I don't know.
People said he was creepy.
You can't say something nice to somebody?
Apparently not. I would say creepy is a good word they were using.
Well,
there were people that were comparing
him
to Joe Namath.
This creepy old guy. Wait, comparing that to Joe Namath?
That's what I saw on social media.
I'm not yelling at you, but that's crazy. He was drunk and goes, I want to kiss you.
I know.
And then he's leaning in to try to kiss Susie Culver. I mean, that's way different. I mean, Joe Namath had to change his entire life.
I want to kiss you.
I'm just telling you, people started sending out that video.
I mean, come
on. I don't know.
And that's not us being behind the times type of take. It just was, that was innocent. That was, I don't know. To me, it was innocent.
Yep.
And I don't even like Terry Bradshaw. I got to be honest with you. He kind of annoys me on those shows.
Like I told Al, I watch the Bradshaw bunch once in a while because I do find it funny.
Yeah, sure.
Like he was like, man, I wish you took that shirt off in that barn and just left those boots on.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
It is amazing that happened.
I mean, that is...
God.
You forget how unbelievable that was.
And how well she handled it.
Yeah, struggling.
Giants-Rams on Sunday. Who knows who's playing? We'll find out. Packers-Bears on Sunday. Here was Matt LaFleur. He was asked about the numbers through their first handful of games, and he says W's and L's, that's what matters.
When do stats start mattering?
Stats are for losers. Sorry. You guys can have a heyday with that. All I care about is wins and losses.
That's it.
Not for my fantasy football team, where it's not for losers. Hey, come on.
Calling fantasy football players losers?
Yeah.
Huh?
Is that what you're saying?
I don't like it.
Stats are for losers. Cardinals linebacker Chandler Jones, unlikely for Sunday's game against the Browns. He has COVID, which we knew, but despite being vaccinated, he does have symptoms. So it doesn't look like he'll be playing on Sunday, but nothing's official. All right, we get to the baseball game last night in San Francisco. Hey, Tony, you're still alive, my man.
That's
Dodgers,
right.
Giants. We go to the ninth inning. Cody Bellinger at the plate. The game is tied 1-1. Very well-pitched game.
Here comes a 1-2 from Duvall. Lines one in the right center field for a base hit. Turner will score. Lux is on his way to third. Bellinger, with the biggest hit of his career, has just given the Dodgers a 2-1 lead.
And with Max Scherzer going in the bottom of the ninth, 2-1 would be the final. They advance. They take it in five. Scherzer, his first career save. Here's Bellinger on TBS with that big at bat.
I was down two strikes, and, you know, I just tried to stay within my approach. I felt good the previous three or four pitches I saw. I just missed them, and that time I just, you know, stayed a little more simpler and got the job done.
You
right
sure
there.
Did.
You know, it's amazing. Nothing says 2021 baseball than the richest team in baseball with the biggest payroll in baseball having to have a bullpen game.
Hmm. Which was weird because Arias was announced as the starter, and then they changed their mind. Now, he did pitch four innings in the game, but it's just weird that they made that decision to change it and go with the opener type mentality.
Very
odd,
right?
Very odd. And then to have Scherzer close it out. That said, you also had a crappy ending to this game because Wilmer Flores, our old Met friend, had a runner on first base, and he gets called out on strike three on a check swing. That was absolutely a check swing.
All right, can we say this?
Yeah.
We're always hammering away at analytics.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Dodgers used analytics the way that, of course they did, the way that the matchups kind of, you know, kind of set up themselves at the beginning of the game?
I don't know. I mean, Logan Webb went seven innings of one run ball against a damn good lineup.
No, I mean, know that, but what I'm saying, but what I'm saying to you though is the Dodgers probably did use analytics in terms of matchups and starts and
sure.
getting off to
but
a
I,
good start.
What I'm telling you is it worked just same as Webb going.
Yeah, I mean, and also the point would it would have been Urias starting and he still pitched four innings.
Yeah,
in
but
the
he
game.
Didn't start the game for a reason.
Yeah, I don't know what that reason was.
Analytics
he had a good season.
That's what I'm saying to you. Like the starting pitcher for the other team. So what? Who cares? I mean, that's what we all expect to have happen. But when Urias was the announced starter and then didn't start, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And that reason is
analytics.
Right. Sometimes
but the analytics
work on it.
So sharp.
But it worked the same as the unanalytics.
You know, you look a little like tired today.
Oh, I'm looking at the flank steak there on that grill. It looks very, very good.
Oh, I see.
Because I'm just attracted to meat so much these days. That's what it is. Yeah.
Here's Gabe Kapler on the check swing.
It's just a tough way to end it. There's no for especially right now. There's no need to, you know,
horrible call.
To be angry about that.
No. There is a reason.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Ended.
I mean, I
he's trying to be like he's trying to be sportsmanship. He's trying to say the right thing.
Bull crap! That's a terrible call.
So you want him to go all in?
Yes.
Hammering the umpire.
Yes. That's a season they had. I mean, that's horrendous. Now I know it wasn't the difference between a win and a loss, but took away their opportunity to have a chance to win the game.
Lay off the suntan oil and go yell.
I mean
that's horrible.
I know. I could not believe. I thought that people would be storming out of the dugout, ready to kill that guy.
You know what? But just
not to mention the home plate umpire was bad last night.
Plus a former Met.
Anyway,
is
LA
crying after the game?
Huh. I would have been.
Maybe. I don't know. Dodgers, Braves, NLCS, game one tomorrow night in Atlanta. You got the Red Sox and Astros. I don't even know why we're playing this game because Tony told us it'll be the Red Sox and the Dodgers. So really we should skip right to the World Series.
Yeah, that's true. I told you didn't have to watch.
By the way, I'll give you something. If you believe in Tony, because you're not going to be able to get, what was it again? The Dodgers minus 10.5? Is that what it's going to be? You're not going to be able to get that. Just put your money where your mouth is now and just put it on a Red Sox-Dodgers World Series. Because
right.
you can't get to that game that six right. of the World Series without
that
them winning this series.
Make it happen, Al.
You guys already covered it. The Yankees not renewing the contracts of hitting coach Marcus Thames and third base coach Phil Nevin. The Cardinals did fire manager Mike Schilt, even though he was the manager of the year in 2019. Tony La Russa is staying with the White Sox next season. Nets beat the T-Wolves in preseason action. Knicks Wizards tonight. Stars beat the Rangers in overtime 3-2. And the Islanders lost to the Hurricanes 6-3. Devils Blackhawks.
Six goals? They gave up six goals? Wow.
Devils Blackhawks tonight.
Islander hockey. We
New Jersey's season opener.
No, make it to the playoffs and all the way to Eastern Conference Final. That's Islander hockey. Don't talk to me about October hockey. Please, you keep that to yourself. You don't even have a win yet.
Yeah,
zip it. All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live in the Built Ford Tough
Israel
Studio.
Israel loves company there, Geo.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Saw this on the show sheet this morning. Had to look it up because I did not believe it. And I want to put our audience to the test with this as well. One in three men, according to some study of 2,000 people, which is not enough, by the way, but 2,000 people would give up watching football to get rid of their gut. To have either a flat stomach or six-pack abs, 37% of the 2,000 men polled said that they would stop watching football in order to do that. Now, if you're just doing 2,000 men who participate in studies like this, they're probably not football fans to begin with. If you polled our audience, which I think we should do, there's no way, and we'll probably get 2,000 right around there. We'll definitely get to over 1,000. There's no way that that number is the same. Absolutely no way. I'm not giving up my football to get a six-pack.
Like, who comes up with a question like that anyway? I'm like, you're on a keto diet.
Yeah.
You're working on it. You're working on your
fatness. But I'm not stopping watching football.
That's what I'm saying, but you're working on your fatness. You could do both of them.
Yeah, you can do both, but I know the interesting part is what's more important to a man. Like, is the vein stuff, the how do you look type of thing. This is not to be healthy. This question was not posed to be healthy. The question was to have a flat stomach or a six-pack, which basically means so you look good and you like the way you look. I mean, I wouldn't, there's no way I'd be able to stop watching football. No way.
You guys want a Ninja Foodie Grill?
I'd love a Ninja Foodie
Grill.
Man, these
things look unbelievable.
I know. I put on, you know what I did? This is crazy.
You want one of those?
I don't know if I need one of those.
Thinking about getting the show, getting everybody one for the show. What do you think, Al?
Here's the funny part about this.
Yeah, I'd be into that.
So I came in.
Yeah.
And I put on what I thought would be something that you would enjoy on that bottom TV.
Yeah.
Which was the NHL Network.
Right.
But unfortunately, the NHL Network at this hour does not play paid
programming.
NHL highlights.
Yeah.
But rather, they've got an infomercial for a Ninja Foodie Grill.
I like it.
And that's all we've been watching now.
I mean, look at it.
It is unbelievable.
That's another thing.
This is how I ended up with my air fryer.
Yeah, and everything else. Yes.
Like with all these channels. Like, we're paying for the NHL Network. Put something on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm shocked, especially this time. Like, people wake up to want to see the highlights. I mean, it said NHL Network on it. You saw it, right?
I got to check and see.
Look, if you go to NFL, right? Now go.
Wait, what is that?
That was just a regular commercial. But go, there you go. Look, NHL. Says NHL, right?
Yeah, it does.
So, what the hell's going on?
I don't know.
I mean, you're telling me there aren't, it's a weekday.
There were a bunch of games last night.
The season started, it's a weekday. You're telling me people aren't waking up and saying, hey, I'm a hockey fan, let me see what happened before I go to work or something?
I would love to see all six goals that the Carolina Hurricanes scored against the Islanders last night.
And does this have anything to do with the ESPN TBS deal now that they're like, oh, don't show any highlights?
No, of course not.
I don't know. Then why show any highlights?
Well, the good news is do you want one of these Ninja Foodie Grills? I'm asking you.
No, I don't think so.
This would be perfect for your football watching.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think I need
fatness,
one.
And you could just have meat in there.
Yeah, I don't. In my fatness?
Well, you're trying to get rid of your fatness, right?
You know, I mean, I like a regular grill. I don't think I need this thing. And Gina doesn't like anything else on the counters. There's a couple of things that you have offered.
Yes.
And I've texted her. and she's not interested in anything else on the counter.
She wants to protect the counter space. She's a she likes a clean counter.
She said, "No more. What are we going to do with this thing?" She
put
says,
it, "Put it. Don't you have? Don't you have kitchen cabinets?
We have a million of them, but they're all filled with stuff. And I don't know. I don't think
don't
we
you have
need
a pantry."
It.
You got a pantry.
Yes, we have.
Right?
Yes. No,
you got a pantry, right?
I do. You got a basement over there? Put it in the basement until you need it.
Yeah. Put it in the basement. Go down to the basement every time I want to grill a ninja foodie grill steak? No, hell no, man.
Looks,
there's no way I'd
that
use that
looks
thing.
Good.
Because that's on a real grill.
No, but they're showing the real grill compared to the ninja foodie grill, and the ninja foodie grill does exactly what the real grill does.
No, it does not.
That's what they're showing.
Total different thing. I don't believe it. Nothing's as good as the real grill. Nothing's better than a real grill.
It's hotter.
It's hotter.
It's got circular heat going.
Oh, stop it.
You
know what? Get Al a Ninja Foodie Grill. He seems to be totally into it.
I would love one.
All right, Al, you got it.
He's totally into it.
And I don't think there's supply chain issues with this thing.
800-884. Let's see here.
I'm not going to do it that way. I'll do it another way.
No, I want to call
him. You want to call it?
Call up right now and then.
No, I'm not order it on the right now.
The
no.
guys at Ninja Grill are going to be like, wow, we did this overnight thing on the NHL. Hey, we got such a response.
It really worked. Let's do this every day
now.
Let's
buy more NHL Network.
For crying out loud. All right, so that poll is up, by the way. I want to see what our audience says. If it ends up anywhere near the way that this other poll showed, then I would be floored.
I did post it on the morning show Twitter account.
It says, would you give up watching football to lose your belly fat and have a flat stomach? Now, this is not a great time in New York football history to put this up there.
Yeah, you're probably right. But you know what? We all
love football.
So there was
football,
a bunch
though.
Of things going on last night. There was Islanders, Rangers, Dodgers, Giants, and Bucks and Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
So Bucks and Eagles had the biggest audience by far.
Well, of course. It always does. I mean, it's always...
So that means all these fat people are watching it.
Is there a sport that you would give up to have a six-pack? Watching? Yeah. I mean, would you give up watching basketball?
Now that the Knicks are good? No, I'm not.
Okay. But you would have maybe a couple years ago?
See, I did a couple years ago. I didn't need to, you know, try to get a six-pack. I was just so disgusted with the moronic way that they were running their team under Phil Jackson. Like, who the hell wants to watch that crap?
No, I know. Nobody. It was awful. It was absolutely awful.
At least I got a coach now that is playing the preseason like he wants to win every freaking game. The players are buying in. And as a fan and as somebody, you know, who's going to spend money to watch the team and go to the game, I mean, like, that's what I want.
You got it.
That's all I want.
Yeah,
I want somebody to actually give a rat's ass about showing up and playing and putting the jersey on.
And
that's what we finally got. And you know what? That's Tom Thibodeau. And to his credit, Leon Rose, who you never hear from, I think he's walking around somewhere. Leon Rose, Worldwide West, all these guys.
Glenn Sather playbook there for Leon Rose, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Just hide in the office and don't come out. Just let Worldwide West.
And let everybody blame James Dolan when things go
wrong. Scott Perry
and
everything else. And listen, let's face it. He went and got Tom Thibodeau. Thibodeau's bringing the 90s style Knicks back. Although it's impossible to bring that entire style back in today's game.
They're going
to
shoot more threes this year, though, so get ready
that's
for
fine.
It.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, listen, Kemba Walker can shoot.
Mm-hmm. Of course,
it's fine.
Can.
And Emmanuel Quigley is going to be better. I think he's going to be better.
He better be.
And he's not really a point guard. You know, he's an off guard.
Oh, yes, I know. So you could play.
And Obi Toppin has been good in preseason.
Yeah.
I just think that, you know, look, we got a different mix. I'm not saying we're going to win a championship. But you know what? They're going to have a good season. They really are.
Yeah, you got to get this off, man. They just pulled this.
Why?
The
cheeseburgers.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, you
imagine
just
if you had the Cinderella cheeseburgers in there.
Just
or,
get it, you gotta
or the
turn
Wagyu
it off.
Hot dogs that
you
got to
turn.
Now.
I just saw a bacon wrapped hot
you want
dog.
Some Wagyu hot dogs?
Yeah. I would take
you can
them.
Eat those, right?
Of course I can. It's meat. It's low carb is what I'm looking for. You gotta change the thing, please.
All right, I will. I will.
I can't realize. Take it anymore.
Andrew and Wappinger Falls. Andrew, what's happening, my man?
Boomer and Gio, what up?
Oh, what? Yeah, what's going on, Andrew?
I just want to weigh in on the Aaron Andrews stuff. Like, she, look, she's hot. Like, she dresses, like, form-fitting and stuff. It's not like she's out there in, like, sweatpants and a sweatshirt. So she markets herself as an attractive woman, which is fine.
But I think it's confusing that anytime any man acknowledges it, you know, like Terry Bradshaw or anybody does it on TV, they're kind of treated as some kind of like a pig or something. And I just think it's kind of confusing.
Well, I think there is a way that you could very easily cross a line, but I don't believe that Terry Bradshaw did last night.
You know, I can really empathize with, I was empathized or just really in singular focus with Aaron Andrews. You know, on Sunday I'd like to show my stuff out.
Oh, you do? Yes, you
I
do.
I dress nice. I like to look good.
You know, peacock on Sundays.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about. It's fun getting dressed up.
You fan your tail feathers.
When was the last time you got dressed up?
Last time I got dressed up was recently at the Navy SEAL Gala.
And how did you feel about that?
Oh, I felt great.
You cut your mullet and everything else. Yeah, you got all dressed up. You look great. And you got up there and you emceed your ass off.
I did. And I took pictures and everything before I left the whole thing.
What was the last time you dressed up, Al?
For Halloween or for...
No, I mean dressed up nice.
Dressed up nice, probably at your gala.
Two years ago.
Well, it was longer than that now,
Eddie,
yeah.
You were at Gunner's wedding, ago. So you dressed... And Eddie looked great. Did you not feel great dressing nice? You're at a wedding, you're at a celebration. You feel good, right?
Honestly, no. It means does nothing for me, quite honestly.
Yeah. I thought you looked good that night.
Well, thank you.
You didn't look frumpy and everything else every day, but you look great. You cleaned up nice.
Yeah, well, but thank you.
Killing everybody. I'm just saying, he dressed up nice and he looked good. And that's
called
what I'm
Eddie frumpy.
You know, Aaron Andrews looks great. Great, good for her. She's on TV. She wants to look good.
Yeah, but see, but that I know some guys are really into that, and that's great for them. It does zero for me.
Well, you're talking about wearing a suit.
It did a lot for you that night.
Yes. Well, thank you.
But, and you were crying the whole thing. I mean, you're an emotional wreck.
Yes.
You know how it gets.
Oh, yeah. They're blubbering.
It's like blubber. When William Shatner went up in space the other day.
And he was blubbering.
He was all over.
Isn't he known to be like a jerk, but now everybody thinks he's a great dude because he's 90?
No, I don't. He had, he has severe tinnitus. He got too close when he was doing his own stunt, so it was an explosion.
But he's fat.
Yeah, but it drove him insane to the point that it affected his personality.
Oh, okay.
And so you had to deal with that. So
did he ever get it fixed?
No, it's unfixable.
Yeah, I have a little bit of it.
Who's the actor? Zulu? What's his name?
George Takei. Takei.
And it's Sulu. Yeah.
Sulu, Zulu, whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he got all over William Shatner. He hates him.
Yeah, hates the guy.
What's going on with that Star Trek hatred?
Well, I mean, I think that they didn't get along.
In space?
Yeah, well.
That's what happens when you spend that much time in space together.
In space together, yes, that's right. They weren't buying each other the ninja foodie grills.
But Shatner and Nimoy kind of made up at the end.
Before he died?
Yeah.
And they hated each other, too.
Well, there was. I don't think it was hate. It was just some difficulty.
Hated William Shatner.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.